Have you all here at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church for worship God together. With all my heart, I bless you all that you may get thirsty for God's grace. As I see this morning, you know, all these God's creators got, you know, moisturized after the length of time of drought. I feel that as if they are shouting, yay, finally. It's so good to get wet. I bless you all in the precious name of Jesus Christ so that you may get soaked up by the rain of God's love and grace of Jesus Christ. Let us worship God our Lord with all our hearts, minds, and souls.
Blessings all. On this Memorial Day, I pray for all those who have died in service to our country. We honor those who have valiantly served these United States for the past 245 years. As we remember those in military service, I also pray for all those who have died recently in service to our country in their service to help treat and heal in COVID patients, and in service to help us through their work in stores and restaurants. Like many of our wonderful military, they serve often at minimal wages and for minimal personal gain. I pray for them and their families. I pray for you, our congregation, and those who are watching this service today, that you may be blessed and live joyfully. I pray for our country. Not that we necessarily become unified or uniform in our beliefs, but I pray that we all choose to be facts-driven, to let proven science and knowledge guide us. I pray for the world, that we might see peace, health, education, shelter, and food present and available for all. I pray these things in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body and let us sing the hymn, Spirit of the Living God. You can find it, United Methodist Church, hymnal, the Navy Blue Book, page 393. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Let us sing, you know, in this room, you know, you are invited to sing softly with a wearing mask.
Thank you. everyone in the sanctuary. Hi, kids out there on TV. This is my sister, Dion. She's visiting all the way from Texas. Hi, everyone. I'm so glad to be here, although I'm really chilly. It's a bit cold for me. Today, we wanted to talk about sister love or sibling love. You know, the love you have for a brother, a sister, a cousin, or really anyone that lives with you as part of your family. Someone you grew up with or someone you're really close with, even though they're not related to you. Dion and I love each other very much. And we get silly with each other. And we text each other often. Heart emoji, heart emoji. LOL, LOL. Oh my gosh, I get a text from my sister. You better read that later. We're busy right now. Oh, okay, okay. But sometimes we are not very happy with each other. Whatever, we disagree about something. Or we hurt each other with our words. But even though we get mad, and even though we don't disagree with each other, we still love each other very much. That's true. And not long before that, or not long after that, we start talking and sharing and getting along again. This reminds me of something, Dion.
What's that?
In the Bible, 1 John 3:1 says, "See how very much our Heavenly Lord loves us. For the Lord allows us to be called His children. And so we are."
Oh my gosh, you know what? That reminds me of another Bible verse. Romans 8:39. "Nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God."
That's pretty cool.
I know. So, no matter what you do or how you sometimes act, God loves you for who you are.
Kind of like how Dion and I have learned to love each other as sisters over the years.
Just like the sign above us says,
"You are loved." We brought a heart stamp with us today, too, to stamp our hands to remind us during the week that God loves us unconditionally. And we would like to share this with you, too.
Oh my gosh, I have a great idea.
Oh, what is it?
Let's stamp the children's hands and everyone, since we're socially distanced, like virtually.
Oh, that's awesome. Here, I'll do yours first.
Okay. Oh, that's so cool. Okay, let me do yours.
Okay.
Do yours. Okay. Okay, here we go. I told you we were silly together.
Okay,
now, children and everyone here, if you want to stretch out your hands towards us, I'm going to stamp your hands. And remember that God loves you unconditionally.
If you want to stop by the church sometime and come to this little space, we're going to leave the heart stamp here for a while so you can come stamp your hands.
And remember also that God loves you unconditionally. And if you want to bring your parent with you and stamp their hand, they can remember that God loves them unconditionally as well.
Thanks for coming.
Bye, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from Malachi, verses 3 to 3a. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. A reading from Galatians, chapter 5, verses 19 through 26. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Last Sunday, we celebrated the Pentecost, and I invited you to breathe in the Holy Spirit, God's breath of life, and breathe out the fruit of the Holy Spirit to others. For our physical health, breathing is one of the most important practices, and it is important to increase the capacity of lungs, and as we exercise, we can improve it. However, it doesn't happen overnight. We need to exercise regularly and consistently. I think there is no question about that. Most of us probably know and agree that we need to exercise for our health and do it regularly and consistently. But we often make excuses for not working out. Do you agree? We often make excuses for not working out. I can speak only for myself. Several years ago, I got a wake-up call moment to realize that I needed to exercise regularly. So I started riding a bike every day, at least an hour. I rode a bike every day. In about 2 weeks, I found myself trying to make excuses. Especially, this narrow, small saddle made me feel so uncomfortable. Oh, it's so uncomfortable. You know, I think it kills me. You know, it doesn't work for me. A lot of different excuses. Then guess what? I bought this new saddle. This jumbo saddle. Do you think I felt comfortable on it? Yeah, surely I did. You can see the difference here. So I got rid of that excuse and continued to ride a bike until today. Many of us say, God, thank you for your steadfast love for me. And I love you, Lord. Are you really thankful to God for God's love for you? And do you really love God? Then what do you do to grow in your faith in God? What do you do to empower your relationship with God? How's your spiritual discipline practice going? In other words, what do you do to exercise for your spiritual health? Like the need of working out for physical health, for our spirituality, we need to practice the spiritual disciplines regularly and consistently. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 26, the Word of God tells us about the results of the desires of our sinful nature and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties. Don't feel relieved if you don't see anything you've been practicing on this list. Because at the end it says, and other things like these. Is there anyone who is free from these? Yes? I don't think so. This is why all of us need to practice spiritual discipline. We need to do spiritual working out regularly and consistently. Then what happens when we practice the spiritual disciplines? Verse 24, those who belong to Christ Jesus has nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. As we practice the spiritual disciplines, the Holy Spirit enables us to crucify the passion and desires of our sinful nature to Jesus Christ's cross. As we practice spiritual discipline regularly and consistently, the Holy Spirit enables us to crucify our ego on the cross of Jesus Christ. So Paul says, I die every day so that I live in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit enables us to crucify our ego on the cross of Jesus Christ and empowers us to follow the spiritual leading in every part of our lives. Then how do we know if we are following the Holy Spiritual leading in every part of our lives? Verse 22. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Every broken thing is sharp, right? Likewise, when we are broken, we easily become sharp and hurt ourselves and others. We can probably superglue most of the broken things. The problem is we cannot heal our brokenness on our own. This is why we need to practice spiritual discipline. This is why we need to take time to be holy. God wants us to take time to be holy regularly and consistently. Holy is a big word, isn't it? Then what does it mean to be holy? We can learn the meaning of being holy as we take a look at what is the opposite of holy. Holy is kadosh in English. And can you guess what is the opposite of kadosh, holy, in Hebrew? In his article from Covenant and Conversation, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks said, quote unquote, the opposite of kadosh, holy, is kol, which literally means sand. S-A-N-D, sand. Sand is what the holy is not. It blows this way and that, never stable or rooted or capable of sustaining life. I believe he makes a very relevant and important point, especially to our today's life circumstance. Since pandemic hit, it has been very unusual and uncertain, so that we have lived with shaky emotions and high anxiety. Many of us, if not all, feel that the fear we face blows us this way and that. It is hard to feel stable or rooted or capable of sustaining life. Yes, we are in the wilderness. For our Kadosh God, the Holy God, is a rock. We can find ourselves stable in God. While those who are like Paul, sand, are shaky as the wind blows them this way and that, Holy God wants us to be holy. God wants us to be rooted in God's tremendous and steadfast love. And the spiritual discipline to be holy begins with reading the Word of God and meditating on it. God's Holy Word is like water. Those who listen to it are like a tree planted by the streams of water. Psalm chapter 1, verses 2 and 4, 2 through 4. Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. And so, not though the wicked, they are like chaff that wind blows away. This was the beginning of the Methodist movement. Experience the power of God's Word was our birth point. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, had a very powerful experience. In his journal, May 24th, 1738, he described his life-changing experience like this. In the evening, I went very unwillingly to a society on Aldersgate Street. For those who don't know what the society is, a society is like a small group for the spiritual discipline and fellowship at the time. I went very unwillingly to a society on Aldersgate Street, where one was reading Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans. About quarter before nine, while he was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ. Christ alone for salvation. And an assurance was given to me that He had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the love of sin and death. He had been a pastor and preached the gospel for years until this point. But finally, as he was listening to the preface, the letters to the Romans, and listening to the words of God, the Holy Spirit touched his heart and he strangely felt warm right there. We Methodists didn't begin with a church planting plan. We didn't begin with a church building project either. We began with this powerful experience empowered by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. And today, God wants us to have the same experience. God is able and willing to help you. God is willing to sweat holy sweat. God is willing to hold us up with God's mighty hand while we are in the process to be holy. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says, He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. This verse puzzled a group in a Bible study, and they wondered what this statement meant about the character and nature of God. So one of them offered to find out the process of refining silver and get back to the group at their next Bible study. That week, the lady called the silversmith and made an appointment to watch him at work. She didn't mention anything about the reason for her interest beyond her curiosity about the process of refining silver. As she watched the silversmith, he held a piece of silver over the fire and let it heat up. He explained that in refining silver, one needed to hold the silver in the middle of the fire where the flames were hottest as to burn away all the impurities. The woman thought about God holding us in such a hot spot. Then she thought again about the verse that says, He sits as a refiner and purifier of silver. She asked the silversmith if it was true that he had to sit there in front of the fire the whole time the silver was being refined. The man answered that yes. He not only had to sit there holding the silver, but he had to keep his eyes on silver the entire time he was in the fire. If the silver was left a moment alone in the flames, it would be destroyed. The woman was silent for a moment. Then she asked the silversmith, Then how do you know when the silver is fully refined? How do you know when the silver is fully refined? He smiled at her and answered, Oh, that's easy. When I see my image in it. Today, God is willing to sweat holy sweat as God is holding you with God's mighty healing hands in the middle of fire. Remember that God has His eyes, God's eyes on you, and will keep watching you. God wants you to be holy. God wants you to be grounded in God's steadfast love. Take time to be holy. Practice and keep practicing spiritual disciplines. Take and keep taking time to be holy, and you will be stable and grounded in God, unlike sin. And someday, God will tell you, I see my image in you. I see my image in you. What spiritual disciplines are you practicing today? Before I ask that question, I would like to ask this question. Do you want to be holy? Do you want to be grounded and stable in God? Or do you want to be like sand? When the wind of life hits you, then you are blown away from this way and that way. If you don't have any inspiration, begin with a prayer. Lord, I want to be holy. Motivate me to be holy. I'm tired of being blown away from this way, that way. I want to be stable and grounded and capable of sustaining life in you, Lord. Then start reading the Bible. Make the Bible your friend. Day and night. Read it. Meditate on it. Do you want to make excuses? Like this? I don't have time to read the Bible. It's so hard to understand. I hear you. Yeah, I feel empathy for you. But which is first? It's all about priority. Do you really care about your spiritual well-being? Then no excuse. If you really tell me that, Pastor, I don't have time. I really cannot find time to read the Bible. Then with the holy authority as a man of God, I give you a permission to read the Bible while you are doing your business in the bathroom. You do your business anyways. Then read it. If you are worried about your Bible may get moisturized and get wet, then let me know. I'll buy you a waterproof Bible. I do have one. It really exists. Probably I will show you next time. It's really waterproof. I'm not kidding you though. It is that important. If that's your excuse, then we have a solution. Read the Bible. And during the month of June, begin with 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Learn about the early Christian's life in Corinthian church and what Paul says about them. If it's hard to understand the Bible, yes, it is. It's an old book written in the different language, in different life contexts. It is hard. That's why I'm here. That's why I invested all my time and money and energy to be a professional pastor. Not that I'm saying that I know all about them, but at least I have a lot of resources that I can study with you. I can find the answers of your question together with you. So let me know. I already have a handful number of people who are contacting me, and then we send the emails back and forth, and we talk on the phone, and we study Bible. It's not regular Bible study, but as they are reading the Bible on a regular basis, they come up with the questions, and then we communicate, and we learn about the Word of God together. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Let me know. Yes, God wants you. God wants me. God wants us to be holy. God wants us to be stable and rooted and capable of sustaining life in God. Take time to be holy and you'll find the beauty. And someday you may hear God says, yes, I see my image in you. Don't you want to do that? Let us take time of silence. Mono silence. And pray to God. Lord, I need your help. I'm tired of being shaky, blown this way, that. I don't want to be holy. I need motivation. I need your encouragement. Send the Holy Spirit upon me and enable me to practice the spiritual disciplines. Let us take time. Whatever you need, tell God. Talk to God. God is here with us and hear our prayers. Gracious God, we want to refuse the temptation. Temptation to sin. Temptation to the sinful nature. We need strength. We need the supermost power to resist the Lord. But we cannot do it on our own. So we rather decide to depend on you. But Lord, we also decide to take our part. As you already sent your one and only Son to forgive all our sins, we want to grow in our faith in you. We want to take this journey of salvation. We decide to take time to be holy. So Lord, give us strength and strong will to practice it. Gracious God, we want to be holy. Our holy God, Kadosh God, we don't want to be like sand. Help us out. Help us out. We believe in you and your power. Have mercy on us and hear our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body. Yes, you people, church, online, you know, please arise in spirit and or in body and let us sing this hymn. Take time to be holy. Take time to be holy as we seek for the Holy Spirit's help. UM Hymnal, the Navy Blue Book, page 395. Take time to be holy. It's time for offering. It's time to count all the blessings God has already given to us. As a people of God who experience God's grace through God's good news today, let us respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. It's time to pray together. Do you have any written prayer requests? If it's your first time here, with St. Matthew's, we share the prayer concerns on the chat and on YouTube, and also for those who are in the room, we have this paper and pen here. So I'll read each prayer request, and at the end I'll say, "This is my prayer," and then we all say, "This is our prayer." Judith and Ken, I asked prayers for my sister who was diagnosed with diabetes a couple of weeks ago, and now she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. This is my prayer. Judith and Ken, I'd like prayer for David, a former co-worker who has a stage 4 lung cancer and was just diagnosed with shingles and has a small pocket with a pneuma in one lung. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Josh and Linda Whitler, prayers of peace for my mom's family. My grandmother finally passed away this week after severe weeks of pain. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Josh, we send you the comfort of God in our prayers. Josh Lund Whitler, also continued prayer for my dear family friends, a dad of two daughters who is going into hospice. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
That worst, my prayer is that our legislators speak the truth and have the backbone to stand up for what they know is right. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
And drum, prayers of gratitude for James and Jenny and their wonderful musical gifts they share with us. Also prayers of gratitude that my niece Annie will be visiting this week. This is my prayer. Marilyn and Adam Romans, a joyful prayer on this Memorial Day weekend as Hal and Pauline celebrate their 67th wedding anniversary. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Hal and Pauline, happy anniversary. And please continue to pray for our brother, John Bigelow, for his recovery. And also continue to pray for Rob and Jane. And also pray for all those who are in the service, the men and women, and in the military service, and all the first responders and police officers. So let us pray for them. You know, especially those who lost their lives during the service, you know, their family members who are still grieving until today. Let us pray for them. Let us take a moment of silence and pray for these requests while I'm lighting this candle. May the Lord send us the comfort we may need. As we observe Memorial Day, and we respectfully remember those who sacrificed their lives and services, we want to pray for peace. I clearly remember what I saw on TV years ago. While we all, American parents, waiting for our children to come back home safely from battle zones. These Iraqi mothers were crying out and waiting for their children to come back home safely as well. I don't think that there is any winner in a war. So we would rather pray for peace, peace for the world. Please join me in prayer for peace with justice, which is found in our United Methodist Book of Worship together. Let us pray. From self-righteousness that will not compromise, and from selfishness that gains by the oppression of others, O Lord, deliver us. From the lust for money or power that tries to kill, O Lord, deliver us. From trusting in the weapons of war and mistrusting the counsel of peace, O Lord, deliver us. From hearing, believing, and speaking lies about other nations, O Lord, deliver us. From suspicions and fears that stand in the way of reconciliation, O Lord, deliver us. From words and deeds that encourage discord, prejudice, and hatred, from everything that prevents us from fulfilling your promise of peace, O Lord, deliver us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace. Peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. This morning I have quite a number of announcements to share with you, so please listen carefully. First of all, you know, we thank you that you chose to worship with us this morning. You know, thank you for being here with us this morning to worship God together. And thank you all the worship servants this morning to share your talent to worship God together. If it's your first time or you're a visitor, a newcomer, our guest, please check our website and also description part of the YouTube. You know, we are going to have a virtual fellowship time after service. So you can find the link, on Zoom link, on description on YouTube and also on our church website. And we'd like to get connected to you. So if you'd like to know, learn more about the community of faith at St. Matthew's, you know, would like to let us walk with you in your journey, please send me an email, pastor@st-matthews.org. You can find this email address on the description of YouTube and also church website as well. So please send me an email so that we can get connected to you. And today we, United Methodist Church, all the United Methodist Church all over the world, celebrate Peace with Justice Sunday. So if you'd like to participate in the ministry of this ministry, then you can find the website, our church website, and there is an offering section there. So you can be part of that. You can share your financial gift for this ministry. And as the Holy Spirit enables us and empowers us, you know, we decide to do our advocacy ministry. So it's been a week now, and please participate in this ministry and take your selfie as the instruction, you know, shows you, and send it to Betsy Comstock as soon as possible. So we are going to collect them all, and then we are going to blast this all advocacy ministry next Sunday. So please take your selfie after completing this advocacy ministry process, and then send her Betsy Comstock your selfie, and then we are going to make a collage and a blast together. And next Sunday is the Food Sunday at St. Matthew's. Every first Sunday of each month, we do the food ministry here. So we collect the foods during the week, and then the first Sunday of each month, we bless them and send them to our local part of the ministry. So please bring your foods, bring the foods to the church. You know, you can find the big basket in the hospitality area, and let us continue to do this food ministry, especially during this very challenging time. And we usually have the Holy Communion on the first Sunday of each month, but this time we're going to have the Holy Communion on the second Sunday, which is the 13th, not the 6th, because we are going to have a graduation Sunday next Sunday, and all these advocacy blessings. We try to sensitive the length of the time when we are in the sanctuary under the circumstance. So we are going to have the Holy Communion on the second Sunday, not first Sunday in the month of June. And we are still collecting the cookbook recipes. So if you have your great recipes, please share them. You know, please share them. You know, send them to Doc or Joran this week, please. And as the weather is getting warmer, and as we are having more open, remove some restrictions of COVID, related to COVID-19, so we'd like to have a fellowship time outside the church after the in-person service here. So the office is organized and coordinators. You know, it doesn't have to be fancy. You know, it can be just water or coffee or some drinks. You know, so please, if you are interested in serving that ministry, please contact the office so we can have the fellowship time after service outdoor during the month of summer. And James Fund, fundraiser with the Nono Boy, and I believe you received that information in our weekly news. And 10 free tickets are available, you know, if you need help. You know, I have the code, so please send me email, and then please join us. And also, we St. Matthew's have been a sponsor for this K-Fund ministry for years, and we'll continue to do that. So check their weekly news from last week and also this week, and please join us in this wonderful fundraising event with the Nono Boy. And new protocols from reentry task force. You know, we had another reentry task force meeting last week, and then we modified some of our regulations and policies. So please stay tuned. You know, please check the weekly news coming up this week. That being said, if you know anyone who doesn't do computers, then please let office know. We'll send the hard copies of our prayer list, weekly prayer list, and also weekly news by mail. So please let us know, you know, if you know anyone who don't do computers. My beloved siblings in Christ, now go and take time to be holy and experience the beauty of being rooted in God. Now go in peace with assurance. God is willing to sweat, holy sweat, to hold you up with God's mighty hands and healing them. God loves you all, and so do we. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body. Let us bless each other through this song, the blessing song together.
Clarify, this may be the last time we've had to sing that song only from our hearts to hearts. But starting next week, the task force has approved singing in service, as long as you can wear a mask, as you're willing to sing with a mask, and not sing too loudly. You can actually vocalize and you can sing in service. I have missed hearing your voices so much, and it's been such a blessing for us to see people start to come back to service. It's so marvelous. And if you're in the choir, have ever been in the choir, or have ever been interested in joining the choir, we're starting our choir rehearsal this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Yes, thank you. And whenever weather permitting, we'll be rehearsing outside. Or if weather does not permit, inside with distancing. So those are the musical announcements I have. Feel free to stay seated as we sing one final song. Share it with you.